Yeah, I made a promise to God to make my mama proud and my pops proud. That's a fortune I don't wanna lose in my life. Nigga, I kneel down every day to ask God so many questions, and I need some answers. Our fathers, they were colonized back then, so I'm asking, what's the freedom for a black child? 2016, our people getting shot at by the oppressed. Yeah, yeah, we need to take a stand, fight for a black child. My father used to tell me all about the sad stories.
Yeah, I can imagine what was it like back then in the 80s and 90s.
Waking up in the morning, seeing dead bodies. Steve Biko was killed just for being black. Umthandazo wabo gogo usaphila. Cela impumelelo yokuphila. We need a breakthrough to make our people realize. We need to learn about our history as a black man.
To live a life without giving vent to feelings of revenge or
just not believe it is the duty of the vanguard political movement which brings about change to educate people's outlook. I mean, in the same way that blacks have never lived in a socialist economic system, they're going to learn to live in one. In the same way that they've always lived in a racially divided society, they've got to learn to live in a non-racist society.
He used to tell our people to be proud of being black. Their consciousness was a movement to fight oppression.
The main element in politics which was working against them, and this was a psychological feeling of inferiority. So then in 68, we started forming what is now called SASO, the South African Students Organization, which was firmly based on black consciousness, the essence of which was for the black man to elevate his own position by positively looking at those very systems that make him distinctively a man in society. First of all, we said as black students, we could not participate in multiracial organizations,